back to In the Sack with Dr. Sarah. It's Dirty Water News. Tonight I have Sonny Sajehi. I mess up his name all the time. Thanks for getting in the sack with me, Sonny.
It's Sonny Sajehi. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's like Jay-Z. I knew I was going to mess that up. I'm sorry. It was going to happen. We practiced.
I have zero confidence in you saying the last name.
Definitely, definitely. So have you downloaded the Sack app yet?
I have not.
How's dating going for you, though, in the city? Actually, why don't you tell us a little bit about your comedy and everything you do before we actually get into the dating scene?
Yeah, I started doing comedy about a year and a half ago. I was doing it mostly in New York City.
Not here?
Because it was so personal. My comedy at first was so personal that I had to do it outside of the city, because if I ever ran into anybody who kind of knew me, it would have been bad news.
They would have known what you were talking about,
yeah,
you mean?
It was just like blatant honesty. It wasn't even jokes. It was just blatant honesty.
And a little pissed off, like just getting it, getting all that out there.
It was so, yeah. I had a joke when there's a bunch of comedians in the audience. I was like, all we do when we get mad at someone, all we do is get up on stage and vent. You know, that's our response to bad shit that happens.
Bad ladies. That's what I'm gonna go with.
yeah, I do. I've been doing comedy more in Boston on Wednesdays at Laugh Boston with Tony V, and
okay.
Yeah, I'll be there next week at about 8 o'clock. So come on down.
All right. Yeah. So we were actually talking about the dating scene here in Boston, and we decided we probably should hang out because he finds a lot of men out in the city where I don't.
Yes. And I find that meeting women is way easier when you're with a beautiful woman. They see you with a woman.
And they want to date you.
And they're like, oh, this guy, he's not weird. Like, he's got to be somewhat cool.
There's something going on with him. Look at him. He's a stud.
You don't even have to, like, charm them at all. You have this proof that you're cool.
Well, thanks. Poof. We'll be going out soon.
Yeah, I love having wing women.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. And a wing man, you know, you can't get any safer than that.
I had a wing woman for a while. She was awesome.
What happened?
She has a relationship now, and I lost her. I lost her to another girl.
Okay.
And we had a blast, so she would introduce me as, like, this cool guy. His Sonny, he's so cool. And if any guys were bothering her, she's a beautiful blonde girl, she'd say, Sonny, come on over here. This is my husband, Sonny. He's a firefighter. And the guy would scatter off. And I'd be like, can you just say that a little lower that we're married? Just a little.
I'm trying to check out this girl over here, and that's really not working for me, girlfriend.
No.
Yeah.
Sadly, it does work.
Well, actually,
it does.
Actually, I think that a lot of women actually see, like, a girlfriend or even, like, I find that girls find married men more attractive because it's more of an, like, not an obstacle. It's like a game at this point.
Oh, yeah. It's a sad game. That's a sad truth that the easiest women to pick up on the single scene are married women. They're out, they're getting drunk, they kind of need, like, a little bit of a self-esteem boost, and
they're not happy.
They're not game to do something that night. So if your wives are out getting drunk a lot, like, they're looking for that. We'll call it a self-esteem boost, but it's really something else.
Well, girls kind of, you know, the reason why I did make the Sack app is guys and girls are kind of, like, on the same even keel playing field nowadays, because you know, everybody's looking to go home with someone, and they gotta fill up their Sack app. I don't know if you know much about the Sack app, but it's like your virtual black book of hookups.
Yes, tell me more about it if it can help me. I haven't had much luck with online dating. Everybody that's married and not like single thinks that online dating is like the greatest thing. Oh my God, I would kill it if I was only single. I'd be dating online.
They would not kill it. It's one of the worst things in life.
So I tell them, the only thing I'll tell you about online dating is that everybody in the world, everybody, you, Dave, every single person in the world.
That Larkin guy, watch out. He's on Match.com, ladies. We'll put up a picture next to my head later.
Me and myself included has one picture of themselves where they look absolutely amazing.
Oh, right,
like a movie star. Absolutely. Like a fucking movie star. And that's all I'll say about online dating.
And when you meet them, you're just like,
You have to put your worst picture up online. So then, like, it's a pleasant surprise. Wow, this person is pretty good looking.
Well,
like,
yeah. Oh my God, you're the same person.
Yeah.
If you go to our Instagrams, though, you can just see all of our pictures, you know. Rooster0121 if you want to hit up the Insta.
Yeah, Sonny Sajehi on Instagram. I love Instagram. It's my
happy place. We're actually friends on Insta. Actually, you were taking a lot of photos yesterday. He also, not only is he a firefighter, so he says, and I'm a paramedic. I'm a paramedic and love to give mouth. I love to give mouth to mouth, Sonny. He doesn't know what to say.
Let's do it. I always look for an opportunity to practice.
Well, yes, and you know what? Makeout sessions are in the SAC app.
Really?
Yeah. I think I was telling somebody. I'm like, I think even this guy was hitting on me and he has a girlfriend. I said, well, he goes, well, we can be friends. I'm like, well, then there's a prerequisite for this. You want to know what that is?
I do.
You gotta make out with me first.
I thought you were gonna tell me it needs to download the SAC app.
No, you gotta make out. Because I think making out is the gateway to see, like, if they can, like, I find if you cannot make out and it's going bad, I can't imagine what it's like in the SAC.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm surprised at how critical women are of, like, kissing ability and micromanaging that aspect.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad we're talking about this because we're going to talk about that in the top five SAC questions later. Yeah, you're going to be in the hot seat.
I've been so surprised by single life. It's the rise of the female player is definitely the biggest surprise. It's like
I'm not one.
It's like it's literally dealing with a man. Like they're playing a game like a man.
They are. Yep. You want our number? You gotta figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fuck with you and see if you're a big baby. And if you respond positively, maybe I'll give you a chance.
Maybe.
If not,
maybe not, you know. So especially, I also hate the text game in dating.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. Just be yourself. Like, if you want to text me, text me.
No.
Yeah.
See, that was where I went wrong. At first, with texting, I was, like, very open. Like, hey, I really like you. Let's go out sometime.
Okay,
and you
that's
get
aggressive to me. Get, like, don't do that. Don't honest. Not that.
But now you have to, like, everything's a joke. Everything's, like, you know, a joke, like, everything's just a joke. You cannot, even if you ask a girl out, it has to be, like, potentially not even serious, you know? Like, it can't
like
be over.
Hey.
You express
all right,
that
wait,
desire?
how would you ask, how do you ask somebody out? Because I want to know. Because you won't be at Abbey Lane, you know, in a couple Wednesdays or something.
Can I give away my whole text game? It's in its infancy. It's like,
it's a baby right now.
It's like a little baby that's like it's making progress, but it doesn't have quite the confidence of the wings yet, you know.
Well, then we're going out, and I'm gonna have to watch the progress.
I'll show you my text game.
You know,
in text.
Actually, you can go for it.
Keep it light and playful. The problem is some girls don't even know if you're actually going out on a date because you're being so playful. It's like they'll text, "Are we really going out tonight? Like, are you kidding around?"
Are you being serious? Are we really going out for drinks?
Can't answer that question directly.
But it's true because text, you lose the emotion behind everything now. It's easier. I think you should just pick up the phone back like old school ways. I'm an old school kind of girl, you know? So
you want a guy to call you like 10 times?
Absolutely not. That was sarcasm.
girls love showing me out at bars. They love showing me like monstrous texts that they get from ex-boyfriends or guys that are trying to pursue them. And I'll look at them and I'm like, wow, there's like scroll down. There's like paragraphs.
Well, these girls must be pretty hot because I'm not getting any of those.
No? Not from ex-boyfriends or anything?
No. Once they're an ex, They don't come back. There's a reason for that.
So it was bad karma. I was making fun of like, who would write more than three sentences in a text? And then like, sure enough, the next week, like some girl pissed me off and I wrote like at
you
4 in
the
morning.
Blurb.
Like, oh my God. I saw it the next morning. Oh my God. I was so embarrassed. I said that was karma. Like I was making fun of this.
And I did it. Yeah, I was that guy. I became that guy.
That's right.
Oh God. I don't.
We're all vulnerable. I was talking to an older woman and asking her about dating. And I go, you know, sometimes I'm like a big baby. Like, something doesn't go my way. I'm like a big baby. And she goes, sweetie, all men are big babies, especially when they don't get their way sexually.
Oh yeah, very frustrated. All right, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about relationships. We're going to head to a commercial, and we'll see you in a few.
Three knights walk into a bar. Vodka, imported from England.
I think that commercial was brought to you by what?
Poland Springs, yes.
Yes. Thank you, Poland delicious. Springs. We love you. You're keeping us cool. It's rather, it's getting hot in here, right?
Yes.
Really hot. Well, anyway,
He's coming from you in that beautiful salmon dress.
I look like a salmon?
Yes.
That's the best compliment
that would
in life.
Be my pickup line with you. That's a beautiful salmon color on you.
I think I wouldn't know what to say. I'd probably come back at something wild. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'd be like, okay, creepy guy likes my salmon dress. Sweet, bye. Actually, we were talking about that. We talked about that with James Nixon last week. He thinks that guys should not buy girls a drink right away when they come to a bar now. Do you do that, or do you tend not to do that?
I do it. In fact, I was just laughing about this.
You didn't buy me a drink when I was at Abbey Lane.
Weren't you with a date? I don't know.
Yes, Nacho was my date.
I would have to buy you and your date a drink. That would be the gentlemanly thing to
do. Actually, Nacho would like you to buy him a drink. He'd be okay with that. He likes some, you know, free things.
Yeah. But I'm old school. I like to buy a girl a drink. I know, like, there's just the players. I've reconnected with my single friends, the player group.
I've seen the player group.
They're split. Yeah, you have. They're split on
that Steve guy. That's Steve guy. No. We won't talk about you, Steve.
No, he's the boy next door. Yeah. But I went on 3 consecutive dates in 1 week. It was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I had a blast.
That's a lot of dates.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It's very expensive to start dating, even on the girl side, because then you have to pay for parking and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not getting picked up.
Oh, I probably don't allow myself to get picked up by creepers. Creepers, peepers.
I want to know what.
Actually, Peepers Creepers is in the next update of my app.
Really, Peeper? I gotta get this app. I think this app's gonna turn my whole single life around.
Or it'll be entertaining when you wake up in the morning. I've had 2 friends. One figured out she was pregnant because of the SAC app, and she's gonna do a testimonial for me eventually. She, surprise! And then my other friend, she had hooked up with a guy, and after he's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm putting you in my SAC," and he's like, "What are you talking about?" And she had to like show him what it was.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to change it up.
I think a lot of people want to cover up that information, but...
But it's private, so nobody can see it. Unless you're showing someone or sending a screenshot, that's your bad. You're sharing that out there in the world.
I've really only had sex with X amount of 10 people. Like, look at my SAC app, I prove it. I'd be lying on it.
Just 10? That's for another day. Yeah, all right.
Like, some people want to keep that number low. Some people want to keep it high.
Well, I mean, it's like a competition within yourself, then.
Yeah.
Right?
There should be a lie detector.
Yeah, you should get all your little Playboy friends to start downloading this.
No.
Yes, they do want to download this.
They do. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. I want everybody out there to download the SAC app.
You can find it on Google Play and iTunes.
Yes.
All right. So, I have to ask you, are you good in the SACs, honey?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, ladies, you can find him on Match.com. His name's Sonny Jay-Z.
I thought I was pretty good, but now I've come across a new entity of women that likes like a very aggressive style of like domination, and I'll get a little bit of a critique saying like, "Sonny, be like more aggressive," like, and I'm like, "Well, no."
There's a lot of talking going on in your sex life.
Somebody says no, I immediately back off. I'm a gentleman, like, that's fine. Oh no, I didn't mean no. I didn't mean no. Like,
no. Yes. That sounds great.
Yes. So I don't, anything that's like heading in the raped category is not attractive to me at all.
That is, rape category is not in the SAC.
It's not doing anything for me. No. We're not role playing that at all. I don't want to go anywhere near that area of life. But it's surprising like that women want a dominating guy, like a domineering guy. Is that,
that
you the same way?
A little bit of that, yeah. Just TV in general. I don't divulge into mine. Everything's mystery about me.
Really?
Yep.
Not me. The more you get to know me, the more you know.
The more you know, the more you grow.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, since you aren't good in the sack, let's prove them wrong.
If you like a passionate romantic time, if you like whips and chains and someone quasi dominating you.
Whips and chains excite me.
Really?
Says Rihanna.
Now it's getting hot in here.
I don't know. Anyway.
I'll try anything once.
Okay, good.
Maybe anything once.
Well, I didn't invite you to. All All right, so we're gonna, you know, since we're gonna do the top five sack questions of the week.
All right, let's
all
do
right,
it.
You ready? That's where I was leading to, but we got a lot of information about your dating.
Oh God.
All right, you ready for the first question?
Yes.
All right. How long can sperm live inside a female after you've had sex?
Is this like a real question?
It's like a real legit question. You probably should know this in case you accidentally forget to wear a condom.
I would say those little suckers could last maybe 8 hours in there. I don't know.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. So if you're going on a date with Sunny, make sure you wear a condom because it's 3 to 5 days.
Three to five days. Oh, my God.
They're slippery little suckers.
Wow. They are resilient. Wow.
All right.
Setting up shop in there.
I know. They're going to stick around.
Put real estate up, developing things. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
3 to 5 days of learning something. All right. All right. I'm learning something with each question.
Right. Okay. During World War I, what did M16 use as invisible ink to make different messages to them? Like, that they didn't want anybody else to see. Obviously, that's a sack fall. I got a sack fall. You think about that. I'll be right back.
I know the answer. I think you queued it up for me.
I'll be right back. No, looking at my skirt. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with they used sperm.
That is correct. Yes. You got one out of the five right.
I just completely pulled that out of nowhere.
Is it because I leaned over and dropped all the cards?
It's because I watch PBS nonstop.
You do?
Just learn all the time, read books. No, you queued that up for me. You had sperm in my head. They're still dancing.
Right, around. I know. So I was thinking that when I made up your... When I was making up the questions, I'm like, that's kind of close. So I might be giving away that answer.
Next time I play Monopoly, I want to have a little sperm-shaped guy.
Spermopoly.
Yeah, Spermopoly.
I think maybe they'll sponsor the show.
Yes, let's
In
make
it. Sack was Spermopoly, yeah. Sponsored by
Sack App.
That's right. All right.
In Poland Springs.
In Poland Springs. We love Poland Springs so much. Anyway. All right. Does a female's butt stick out when she wears high heels? More or less?
I think a woman's butt looks 100 times better when they have high heels on. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm also an actor. I did a scene with a woman who had to wear high heels that doesn't normally wear high heels at all. And she was so uncomfortable. But I told her, like not blatant, but, I mean, your legs and your butt look so much better like that.
You got a nice badonkadonk.
She couldn't walk it, like... She looked like a fool walking around, like, just 5 steps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's true. 25%. It lifts your butt 25% more.
Yes. So you only go out of the house with high heels?
Well, I did walk here with flats today, but the high heels are back on.
Yeah.
I didn't want to trip and fall. I've done that so much. Do you know how many times I've fallen off of shoes? I can't even tell you. I was in the middle of New York, actually, and I'm just standing there, and I fell off my shoes, and I just... sat there on the ground.
Nobody helped you up?
No, there was a circle.
Your iPods.
No, there was literally a circle around me. This was a couple years back. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm good. I'm just going to stay here. And my friend Christina's like, Russo, you got to get up. You got to walk. Yeah.
You could have been like one of those.
I skinned my knee. I always think I'm going to fall.
You could have been like one of those girls in Vegas that comes back at like 5 a.m, like holding their high heels around their shoulder, like dragging, like cutting the leg.
Yeah. That would probably be me around here in Boston if I allowed myself to stay out that late anymore. Anyway, speaking of kissing.
Kissing, that's
cool. Which Kama Sutra kisser are you? Are you askew, kiss to ignite, or a bite classic?
Mm. I would say none of the above.
Really? I am swamp tongue.
I used to be married. Kissing wasn't even allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would
Sorry to hear that.
Let me see those categories again.
There you go. You can't steal the last
Askew. I don't even know what that means.
That
I need,
like, you
need
know,
an app
leaning,
or dictionary.
You're leaning.
I'd say kiss to ignite.
Yeah.
All
right. Do you know what kiss to ignite is? It's like small pecks in the middle of the night. That's what Kama Sutra says.
I thought it was a kiss to lead to sex.
Well, I would think that, too.
It's so good that it leads to sex.
I think the same way, too, but that's the book.
That's right.
I'm kissing to ignite you, baby. All right. And what percentage of people have sex at work? I'll lead you with a nice easy one. Lead. End.
Well, I work with all men, so there's no sex to be had.
How do you know? I mean, there could be secret lovers.
Except by themselves and quiet of the bathroom or the shower.
Does that really happen? Do that at the firehouse?
Yeah, no. In general, men in the shower—it's like a primary spot.
Oh, I thought you meant at the. I was talking about at work.
I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I don't want to know.
And why do you know this?
Sometimes you hear a bed squeaking, squeak, 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 and then suddenly it stops.
Can I come by the firehouse?
Women come by the firehouse. You know, it's like on the bucket list of most American women. Okay. American women love firefighters. It's kind of on their bucket list to have sex with a firefighter.
Have you been in the calendar?
European women, not so much. It's kind of maybe looked down upon. Be a civil servant, work for the government. But American women come by and they're like, I wanna fuck a firefighter. And I'll say, oh, you know, I was married at the time, so I show them like the roster of guys.
There's a roster.
Like who was working that day. And they're thoroughly disappointed. You watch their faces, their facial expressions, like, these guys are not jacked.
They're not in the calendar. They're not in that calendar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're like the little.
Come back in 3 days at this exact time. There might be one guy that's in pretty good shape.
Brian Smith. Brian Smith will be here in 3 days. Brian looks good.
He's a firefighter?
I don't know him. I'm just making up a name.
Oh, okay, yeah. You got me. You fooled me. But
foolish games we play.
Yeah. I haven't seen any sex at work, but I would imagine at an office setting, you know, that some sex goes on, you know?
But what percent do you think?
What percent of people have had sex?
At work.
I'd say 40 to 50.
Yeah, see, I would have said the same thing, too, but it's 12%.
Really? That's admitting it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to get caught and lose their jobs, because jobs are a dime a dozen here, so.
Yeah, I feel like people don't admit to things in surveys that are embarrassing or potentially you could lose your job at.
Yeah, potentially, yes. You don't want to do that. All right, well, we're going to be back to wrap up in the sack with Sunny Sajahi. Welcome back to Girl at the Bar. I'm the girl at the bar that you have questions for, and nobody wants to answer, but I will. Guys usually approach me, and they ask what they should be wearing when they go out on dates. And boys, if you are dressing like a slob kebab, wearing a Red Sox t-shirt, your Tom Brady snapback, your khaki shorts, I don't want to go out with you. You show up drunk after beer pong, then we got a problem. My friend Sonny's here, though, to show you what a gentleman should dress like while he's out on a date. You want to tell us more?
That's right.
Look at how fly he looks.
I look even better without these clothes on. This is good. You'll see my socks and my underwear.
Oh, that'll be fabulous. That's take right. Two.